should do something desperate. Things sure couldn't get any worse. So I went off to look for the devil. It took all of my knowledge, most of my skills. I finally found him sitting at a table in the back room of a restaurant in Beverly Hills. I said, I'll put my name on the dotted line if you can make it worth my while. So he tacked my name into his PDA and began to go over my file. Then with a smile as sharp as a samurai sword, he said, there won't be no contract. There's nothing to sign, because according to my calculations, my friend, your ass is already mine. Feeling pretty dejected, I thought I'd reached the end of my rope. When someone tapped me on the shoulder and said, for you there might still be some hope. Well, it was God standing next to me, and he said, there's an alternative here you might not see. If the devil hasn't got an offer for you, have you considered working with me? 'Cause it's a buyer's market in Haiti, but it's a seller's market with me. So if you want the best deal for your eternal soul, then I'm the one you wanna see. I thought to myself, now isn't that odd? Make a deal with God? That's a new one to me. I guess the economics of the afterlife ain't what they used to be. So anyway, I did the deal, and life was just grand until I shuffled off my mortal coil. And I became God's errand boy here on earth. 100 lifetimes of hardship and toil. So one day I went to God and said, I'm going on strike. They looked me in the eye and he said, if you can't uphold your end of the bargain, I guess I'll have to spite you instead. To the Lord. And it's a buyer's market in Hades, but it's a seller's market with me. So if you want the best, you'll return our soul. Then I'm the one you wanna see.